Everyone, this is Heather Havenwood, and welcome to another version of Uncage. Uncage your mind, your body, your spirit, but more importantly, your marketing and your visibility and your income. So I'm changing some things up this week, and I'm going to be adding some different segments that you're going to be seeing. Number one segment that I'm going to be adding is Coffee with Heather. That's where I'm going to be doing interviews with badass marketers, entrepreneurs, and leaders in our today's world. But not long interviews. I used to do really long interviews in my podcast, but now I'm really looking for people that can come on and have a great conversation about what's going on in their business, what's working today in their business, what are the different things that they're using as marketers and getting lead gen, what are they doing now that actually is freaking working. That's who I want to talk to, as well as really truly innovators in the health industry. Those are the two areas I'm really looking for. So if you know someone that is in the health industry that's on the cutting edge of some really cool stuff, I would love for you to reach out to me. I'm going to be doing a link here actually at the end to basically send people to my calendar link, and they can get on a call with me and see if it's a fit, me and my team, see if it's a fit to get on my show. So I'm going to be doing that with Coffee with Heather. The next thing I'm going to be doing now is also what I call Talk Tech. So Talk Tech, I am actually a huge news buff, believe it or not. I listen to the Wall Street Journal News. I listen to the Barron's News. I'm not talking political. I'm talking like the tech news. I watch a lot of the Silicon Valley, what's going on with that. I'm subscribed to a ton of newsletters. And I'm kind of on the cutting edge of what's always happening with tech. And like Snowflake, I got on that bandwagon. If you know what that is, snowflake.com. It is truly a cutting edge technology. It is going to be a huge winner for 2021. At least that's what I think. And full disclosure, I bought stock in it. I feel like I have to say that. I'm not sure because I'm not a money person, but I want to start talking about the tech companies like Zoom. I totally missed that when it started out at $25, over $500. And I'm like, wow, you know, I really missed that one. Even though I knew I've been worth Zoom for 3 years, I totally missed that stock. Okay. So I want to really be on the cutting edge and share with you guys, because there's so much coming at us right now politically. I want to be the voice that talks about tech. What's going on in the tech world from a marketing perspective? Like today, I'm going to be talking to you about shorts. Do you know what shorts are? It's called, not the things you wear. It's called the YouTube shorts. So YouTube shorts, like the cutting edge thing. So I'm going to be talking to you about that today. I just did a bunch of research on it, what's working, what's not working. And so I just want to share that with you. So again, I'm going to be doing a few upcoming segments. One is Coffee with Heather, where I'm going to be doing interviews, and I want you guys to really source that and help me find some really cool people. I get inundated with PR companies telling me how great this latest person is and do they want it. Me to interview them. And I used to interview all those guys, but honestly, I just got really bored with them. They don't care about me. They don't care about my show. They don't care about you, my listener. They just care about getting on another show. Like it's like a check mark, you know, and I'm just kind of done with that. So I really want you guys to source who is it you want me to interview that really to dig in their persuasive conversations, to talk about what's really working in today's marketplace in business online. So let me know. Okay, let me know. By the way, thank you for listening today. We're going to be on live on Facebook and three different locations on Facebook, as well as YouTube, Periscope, and Twitch. And Amazon Live is coming. I've been working out some nuances with them, and that's on its way. As well as Roku right now, again, working out nuances with them, and that's going to be coming soon. So, all right, so here we go. I'm really asking you guys to source some really cool people, Coffee with Heather, because I have interviewed over, 250 people. And I got to be honest with you, a lot of them suck. I mean, there have been some great ones for sure, but most people aren't good at interviews. If they are, like if that's what they're trying to sell their book or their course. They just want to focus on that versus having like a real discussion. And what I love is I love a real conversation about like real shit that's happening in people's lives, what's really happening in people's businesses, not the cookie cutter carrot crap, but actually what's really going on in today's online marketing. You know, Like I've told y'all before, I've been in online marketing for a long time, and there's a lot of bullshit out there. There's a lot of fraud out there. There's a lot of people saying they are one thing and knew another. Like people I know who go to someone's house in Phoenix that actually isn't his house, and he's telling people it is. Stuff like that. So, I mean, honestly, I want to be the source for you guys that this is a safe place for you to come to actually get the information of what's working and not working. Truly, it's honest truth. So the first thing I want to talk about, this is tech talk. So I'm going to be creating some clips, and right now I don't have it. So just imagine right now I'm doing a little clip. A little clip of tech talk with Heather. All right, guys, let's talk about this. Last Friday, Snapchat came in about 20% higher than expected on their stock. And I thought that was really interesting. And so I'm like, Snapchat, no one likes Snapchat. Yeah, Snapchat actually right now is huge. Why? Because a ton of Facebook advertisers are leaving ship. If you haven't noticed, there's a crapload of political ads on Facebook. If you haven't noticed. In fact, it came out today that the Trump campaign alone has spent over $345 million in ad spend. And that's just the Trump campaign. That doesn't include all the offshoots, right? There's a ton of offshoots of the political campaign, like the other political races happening that are Republican that add the Trump in there. So that's $345 million. I don't have the other side's numbers because they were not sharing those numbers. So that's why I don't have them. But I'm guessing, based on what I know about the Trump campaign 2016, the amount of money they spent on online marketing, what I know about Brad Pascal and who he is, and he actually got a start here in Austin and San Antonio. He's brilliant. What I know about him and what I know about the background there, they probably spent way more than $345 million. I'm actually surprised that it's that low. I don't know if that's for the last 6 months, the last day. You know, we don't know. I really think that the Trump campaign's probably spending at least $1 million or more a day, at least. I mean, that's actually probably pretty low because that's over a year. So maybe $3 or $4 or $5 million a year in ad spend. So my point of this is Snapchat. Right now, people are getting a ton of responses on Snapchat, which I found really fascinating. But I'm going to go into just a minute about what I call YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts. Now you're thinking, what in the world is that? Well, I'm going to talk to you about what YouTube Shorts is. Ready? What is YouTube Shorts? And if you're an advertiser that's doing any kind of YouTube, any kind of media buying, you want to check out the new platform, which is YouTube Shorts. All right, so let's look at some numbers. All right, TikTok has over 700 million active users. So that's different. Instagram has 1 billion monthly active users. Big difference. 700 million, 1 billion, but TikTok's growing. YouTube, more than TikTok and Instagram combined. We're talking 2 billion active users every month at the least. So Shorts is a channel that you really want to keep your eye on if you're a marketer right now. I mean, do you even know what I'm talking about? So there's a whole new thing called YouTube Shorts. The video is going to be 60 seconds or under, and it's going to be vertical. So it really is going up against Instagram and TikTok and things like that. So if you're a marketer and you're going, hey, I really want to get more leads, more conversions, you might want to check out YouTube Shorts. So all right, let's look at this. Who's the target audience? This is really interesting. By the way, I'm reading an article. Who's this written by? I can't find it right now. I'll let you know. Who's the target audience? Well, there's three actually target audience for YouTube Shorts. Number one, creatives, artists. I mean, that's kind of obvious. The viewers and the subscribers, okay, and the advertisers and brands. So advertisers and brands are kind of running towards different places right now. Snapchat, they're running to TikTok, but I think they're going to love YouTube Shorts. I'm already seeing a ton of different things going on with YouTube Shorts when I start looking at it. What kind of content are they seeing? Well, they talk about the Gen Z. Gen Z right now is between 13 and 22. Millennials are 23 to 38. And they're seeking short, catchy videos based on this research here. Now, here's what's interesting about that. They've said over time that our attention spans, a couple minutes. I just concur. It is completely within seconds. I mean, right now, I mean, I'm trying to hold y'all's attention, right? But we are about the slide world. We're slide. 60 seconds. I get it. So how can you use that in your business? As an influencer, that is what I'm always looking at. How can you use it in your business? Now, here is what's really interesting. Check this out. Why do users like this kind of content? Okay, well, there's five things here. Some of them were shocking to me and some were like, duh. Okay, and I had this conversation with a friend of mine last week and I said, what is going on with everybody? I feel like everyone's just acting so weird. Like the whole world is acting weird. And she said something that I love. She goes, Heather, everyone is numbing out. They're just numbing out, right? I'm like, so true. She said, well, she's a life coach for a living. She goes, some people in my clients, you know, most of them aren't drinkers or whatever, but they're numbing out in different ways, right? They're numbing out just staring at the computer, watching social media, watching Netflix and binging. I mean, people are numbing out. They are. And when people numb out, they do things like shop because shopping is addictive as well. I know. Buying things is addictive, certain things like that. So you might as well take advantage of that, especially coming into November and December. And I was sharing with the marketer friend of mine, I'm like, this November and December, I think is going to be a record year in sales. Why? Because people are tired of their family. We've been shut down for so many months. They're like, yeah, I don't need to come visit you. We're good. Okay. But also people aren't traveling. So what are people doing? People are staring at their screens and they're buying stuff. I mean, it's true. Liquor sales are up. So they're numbing themselves out there. There's also some really negative things, but let's talk marketing. Here we go. Why are users loving this kind of content, the short content, the video short content that 60 seconds or less? Well, the research named before also asked people why they crave this kind of content. And some of the answers received were, here we go, helps me relax. Get that? Go on TikTok, sitting there, it helps you relax and unwind. Number two, teaches me something new. So when you're creating your content, you want to make sure you're doing something that, I don't know, they learn something within 60 seconds. Number three, allows me to dig deeper into your interests. I get that. I love this one. Makes me forget about the world around me. Can I say numbing out? Can I say some true stuff right there? Keeps me in the know-how and helps me be efficient. I don't know about efficient. Watching 60-second videos is efficient. Here's the point, though. When you're creating your content, you want to keep these in mind, right? So you really want to keep this in mind. This show is not 60 seconds. This show is longer. It's designed for longer kind of content. That's the intention, right? And I'm going to be adding different segments like Tech Talk, right? What's news in tech, as well as Coffee with Heather, as well as a how-to section and things like that. But with that, you want to start considering YouTube Shorts. It's a good point to look at. When you're doing any kind of content, it's really weird, but people watch content to relax. They do. And unwind TV, right? They do. So are you creating content for people to relax and chill out and not think about all the crazy stuff going on with politics? I know so many content providers are going into politics because the eyeballs are there right now. I get it. I really do, because the eyeballs are there. But I highly suggest not to, because once this is over, whenever that may be, maybe never, I think that people really truly want to get back to normal. People desire right now to get back to normal. They want to feel normal again, right? They want to feel like everything's okay, everything's safe, and people are watching kinds of content that make them feel that way. All right, how can you measure results? Cool. So YouTube Shorts is what I'm talking about. Gives you access to different metrics right now to measure the effort in Shorts. So a few things. Ad recall, which is a way to basically see what people recalled it. Brand awareness, consideration, impressions, and views, and engagement. So as TikTok clones continue to flood the market, which Instagram has Reels now, you know, keep YouTube Shorts in mind. It's a big one. You don't want to underestimate it. And like I said earlier, you know, YouTube has 2 billion active users. Instagram's 1 billion. And TikTok is 700 million. Look, I like TikTok. I really do. I love the technology. But with all the drama that happened, my prediction, Heather's prediction, is that it's going to be, I don't know, I feel like the competition's really high. You know, Instagram stepped right in the middle of their drama with everything going on, being banned. Instagram was literally creating reels within seconds. And a ton of TikTok creators are putting their videos over in reels, which you see. So take advantage of that. All right. So I got it. You probably got that. All good. Moving on. I think it's really interesting. Yeah, TikTok and reel. Yeah. I'm reading this article. Oh, this is great. Browse for audio. Instagram now lets you navigate the reels search features by audio, which ties in very nicely with the two other updates. I didn't know that. Holy cow. Wow. It's no secret that Reels is a blatant clone of TikTok, and the new audio features might help the platform keep up with TikTok's grower viewing base. I like TikTok. I'm on it, but I'm not on it. You know what I mean? It's like one of those, like, I have it because I'm supposed to have it because I grabbed my name, but I'm not really on it. All right. So let's talk about rolling out growth. So I'm rolling out, if you were on last week on my show, if you were listening at all, I'm on Instagram, IGTV, Twitch, YouTube, Periscope, aka Twitter right now, and Twitch and as well, three places on Facebook. If you were listening, I really kind of laid out the structure and the methodology that I use, the framework, the blueprint that I use to help people increase their visibility, increase their income through becoming influencers. So many influencers and leaders today are not monetizing. They're not monetizing their content. They're creating great content. They're getting a crap load of eyeballs, but they don't know how to actually monetize that or how to move people into where they are owning their own traffic, right? Taking them off of social media, moving them into an email marketing. So that's what the influencer growth formula, as well as the Influencer Growth Academy that I've been rolling out this whole last week and will be continue rolling out. That's what this academy is about, right? So with that in mind, you know, I'm rolling out this thing called Influencer Tribe, which is all going to be coming out. The website's being handled right now. But I wanted to go ahead and share about it because what Influencer Tribe is about is that I predict that, and there's our study show this, that influencer marketing is going to exceed affiliate marketing. Now, influencer marketing is an element of affiliate marketing. I started the affiliate marketing space years ago, but I think that influencer marketing, citizen reporting marketing, is going to kind of surge over affiliate marketing as well as mainstream media. I put a post out there actually today, and it's a great perspective. I should probably pull it up, but I can't find it right now. And it's a great perspective that it shows a lion who's holding her cub in her mouth. And from one perspective, it looks like she's holding the cub and it's like she's killing it. Like, you know, it looks like the cub's hurting. But you turn the camera, you turn the lion, and you can see it's just holding it by its neck, right? Which is a very common thing for cats and lions to hold their children by the neck, and that's how they like move them around or whatever. And the little cat's like, you know, hanging out. That is a great perspective change. And the reason I say that is because in the mainstream media today, no matter what side you're on, the mainstream media right now is bombarding you with either side craziness. And we as marketers are trying to constantly stay in front of that, or we're at least trying to say, well, where are the eyeballs so we can get in front of them too? Or what are the things that people want to buy so we can make sure we put in front of them? And that could be challenging as an influencer because the more people that come into the influence and citizen space, the more competition. And you want to be surrounded by other influencers and other leaders who are dealing with the same issues you're doing, right? They're having issues monetizing their message and moving it into their own media. They're having issues creating different products so that their audiences will buy those products, right? So this year, I am truly building out, and I've talked about it before, Influencer Tribe and the agency, and I'll be coming down the pipe with that. And because I truly believe that influencer marketing is going to surpass affiliate marketing and becoming the new citizen reporter, right? So 60 Minutes just did a big thing on Trump and Biden and all that that came out. You know, I like I said, when I talk about politics on here, I come from a marketing perspective. I don't come from which side I'm on or whatever. What I do come with is, like, I think how the 60 Minutes reporter handled that situation with Trump and then how they showed the difference between Biden and Trump. It was kind of this obvious, for me anyway, it was obvious that they were trying to position Trump in a negative light. If you look at 60 Minutes Twitter feed, and then all the pictures of Biden were very loving, you know, and then all the pictures of Trump were like, you know. So I found that really fascinating. And I think as we start to see mainstream media picking sides, okay, I think there what's happening is more and more citizen reporters are coming to the front. And I want to be able to be the one, the trainer, the coach, the mentor for them to really understand how they not only create an audience and build an audience, but how do they monetize that audience? How do you monetize an audience that absolutely adores you, right? How do you monetize that? And you can't rely on, let's call it, the platforms to give you money for advertising. That's like gravy. That's not a 100%. In fact, right at the beginning of the pandemic, my coach Roberto Blake on YouTube, he did this huge live for like an hour on a Saturday, basically talking about that these YouTubers were having this spike in viewership, but their paycheck was going down. And they're like confused, right? Because they get paid based on views. And of course, Google came back with whatever they came back with. The bottom line was, he was saying, was they Google could do whatever that Google wants to do. You know, you can get mad and upset, but they can. So you being an influencer, you've got to control your media. You've got to control the perspective. You've got to control what people say about you from a way where you can own your own media. And you're not relying on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube to give you money based on advertising. You've got to own that. And I talked to him in last week, Monday, I went over the three ways that influencers make money today. And I shared the story with about the Kardashians and how their very first check for sponsorship was $7,500. And they're Chris and Kim were in the bathroom, like screaming like little girls, so excited. Now look at them, right? But it starts like that. When you understand the business, like how business is actually done as an influencer, right? Not just by audience, but actually how's the business done? That's what the Influencer Growth Academy and Influencer Tribe is going to be doing, right? I'm raising the roof and saying, hey, the way business is being done in the past is over. It's over. Look, we got YouTube Shorts now. Like, what the hell's that? I mean, things are constantly changing. So I want this show to be the source for you to get your tech news briefings or what's going on with tech, right? You got to keep up with that. You know, Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and Twitter, these guys are moving freaking fast with their terms and conditions and changes. And as a marketer, you got to keep up with that. If not, you're going to be behind the eight ball. So this show is really going to be about that, as well as I want to be able to interview some badass people, right? Some truly, really badass people. So I hope that you guys actually give me some cool people to interview, people that are open to real conversations, not just their view and like that kind of stuff. I really want to have an open conversation about entrepreneurship and influencership in this new world. So let's see what else I got here. Oh yeah. All right. So with that said, like I said, I'm rolling out the Influencer Growth Academy this week. It is a full-on academy from A to Z. Even if you don't have an audience, how do you actually find your message, find your niche? How do you become an influencer? A lot of people don't like that word. They're like, what's that mean? Look, you can like it or not. It is here to say. It is a citizen reporter. It is someone saying, I've had success in fitness. I've had success in dog training. I've had success in whatever it is, or this is my view on politics. And people want to hear from that person or group of people because it's different. It's unique, right? The days of us just relying on the five big media companies is really over, and people are seeking and desperately desiring things that they can watch to quote, as I'm quoting here in the marketing department. I find this so funny. Quote, people like the content to relax and unwind and teaches them something new. Well, you might as well be that content. So as I'm rolling out the Influencer Growth Academy this week, which is really about how to get paid to be a leader and influencer, you don't want to miss this opportunity now for freedom in your business. You don't want to miss this opportunity of rising something that is here to stay and is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And what I think has really spiked this is what I call, the Googles and the Facebooks and the Twitters have started to cut down content they don't like. Okay. And people are pissed. People are pissed about that. They don't like that. They're not enjoying that. That's why I'm doing this show actually on Twitch, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, and it's coming on Roku Live soon because Roku is a very different platform and they have different terms and conditions. So I'm going to be doing that and I encourage you to do that as well. I'm going to be teaching that methodology and how you do that across live stream onto Roku, believe it or not, in the Influencer Growth Academy, which is super cool. So I just kind of want to end it there today. And what I'll be doing now, like I said, is really about, oh, this is funny, really a lot about what's going on in the tech news, what's going on in the marketing world today, what's happening, what's not happening. And yeah, I'm going to be talking about stocks because I watch the stocks nonstop. Like I said earlier today, Snowflake, I'm in that one. Zoom, I totally missed that one. Oh my God, they're like 500 right now. I mean, come on. They're insane. And I missed that one. I'm definitely missed that one. Snowflake, though, is pretty freaking cool. I should do a whole episode just on Snowflake. Snowflake.com. By the way, I'm not talking about the millennials. I'm not talking about the snowflakes. I'm talking about Snowflake.com, which is a big time it's a data company, really cloud-based. They're going to go up against Amazon, but they have a lot of different things that they're doing. So, all right, brain teaser. This is a good brain teaser. You ready? We've got a marketing-related trivia question for you today. TikTok has dominated app downloads every single month of 2020, except during April. Which app was able to unseat TikTok in April? Ooh. Guys, tell me the, what do you think? Which app in April? Now think about what was going on in April, right? The pandemic really started to hit early in March, but what was going on in April that surpassed TikTok? Think, brain teaser. All right, guys, if you liked this video, let me know, subscribe below wherever you're at. Hit me in the comments. Let me know that you liked it, didn't like it, some things that you did enjoy. And my name is Heather Havenwood. You can check me out at heatherhavenwood.com. By the way, this is going to be inside of my podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, 20 different stations across the country, as well as Apple and Google Play and all those, from wherever you listen to podcasts. So check that out under Uncage. Hope you guys enjoy it and have a beautiful, awesome Tuesday. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.